Welcome to the IPMA Who Am I interview series. I am really excited that we are here tonight with Tonya Threet. Tonya, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing great. It's so awesome to actually get to spend some time with you. And I'm sure that our listeners are excited for being able to hear what you have to say tonight as well.
That's terrific because I like getting to know people and I welcome anybody to message me and they want to know more about me, then I love it. I welcome it.
Fantastic. So why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners where they can contact you?
Well, I am on the Facebook, of course. That would be the easiest way to contact me. I'm always on there checking my messages. Send me a message or friend request me. I do have a music-based page on there. So either of those, I check my messages daily and very active on there. So that would probably be the fastest route for somebody to get in contact with me.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about how you got into music.
Well, it's really interesting, actually, because I kind of did it on accident, and as if there's any accidents in the spiritual world, but I actually started, I joined with Sophia's Portico, and it's a feminine spiritual center here in Fort Wayne that's devoted to growth with the feminine through art and spirituality. We do drum circles. We celebrate earth-based rituals. We have education, book circles, all those kind of things. So I attended my first Samhain there, actually, and I connected with Terry, who runs the place over there, and she's like, hey, do you want to come and chant with us? You said you like singing for winter solstice. And I'm like, okay, sure. And I had like absolutely no idea what I was getting into. I was rather introverted at the time. And so that was taking a big, huge step out of my comfort zone. And I had asked the universe just a few months prior. I said, you know, I really need some sisters, some women that are like me to be with, because I was just really at a place where I needed that. So I showed up there with the group and they taught me the songs for their winter solstice, and I started chanting with them for their rituals. And ever since then, it's just been all about the chanting, and I realize how we are able to get to another dimension using our voice and using these sacred chants in a ritual setting. So that's how it all began, with me starting to see, well, hey, there's something here. And at that time, I didn't even know pagan music was a thing. Like, I didn't even know, like, all these beautiful artists were out there. And then one of my gothi at the time, a few years later than that, which is a priest in the Nordic traditions, he was working on some music, and which led to the Voluspa, this project that we'll talk about. And he said, well, maybe we can get Tonya Threet, maybe we can get Tonya to be the voice of the seeress on the Voluspa. And I was like, okay, not knowing how long that it was, and that it was not just like a couple, you know, how the regular chants are, like you go three or four times around. And so I kind of got challenged into it. Kind of tricked, kind of, but that's how Odin works. And a couple years later, here I am doing this. So it's kind of an interesting story how I got into this whole music thing.
It really is. And it is always interesting to see how the gods help steer us. I wouldn't like to use, help steer us. Let's stay with that one in a particular path. So,
yeah.
So what is the best thing for you about being a pagan musician?
I would say the best thing for me is to, of course, use my voice in devotion to the gods or the goddesses and the elements and everything that is, and to use our voice and to come from that source, that authentic source that all of us have within us, to honor whatever path it is that you walk. I just love sharing that and being able to enable people to feel closer to whatever it is path they're walking at that particular time. So it's the biggest blessing that I happen to fall into in this lifetime.
Fantastic. Awesome. Thank you. So what would you say most challenging thing about being a pagan musician?
Well, I would say that what I'm finding out, because I'm fairly new to this, but what I've noticed so far is that us pagan musicians have, you know, most of us, you know, there's not a lot of record labels that will support us, you know, financially or, you know, in any way for that matter to get us out there. So we work really, really, really hard. And especially now with this whole net neutrality thing going on, that poses even more challenge for us. And it's just getting out there. You have to be very, very determined. And we work really, really hard. And oftentimes the balance between our normal daytime jobs that we need to have to support, you know, going into studio or buying our music equipment, it oftentimes can drain your energy. You know, sometimes you're just done, and because you've been at your workplace all day. So I would just say it's just that we work harder and it's harder to get ourselves out there. But what I'm finding out, there's a lot of, you know, places like you all, and there is support out there. You just have to be very determined to make it happen.
So how can the IPMA help you to enhance your personal musical reality?
Well, I would say that is already in place. Just to be, you know, recognized even more so as a Nordic artist, a heathen artist. You know, we have a lot of artists out there, so many of them, so much talent out there, but there's not a lot of music directed to, you know, the Nordic gods and goddesses or Germanic gods and goddesses. So just having the chance to have my material and even this interview with you this evening, that is like, if that's all that ever happens, I'm thrilled to death and very thankful and humbled for just being recognized and having my gods and my goddesses played on some sort of radio, whether it be the internet or wherever they may be. It makes me happy to see that they're being recognized.
Well, awesome. So if there was one track or one song, or I guess for you it would be one stanza that you would want our listeners to hear, if they were not going to hear anything else by you, what would that be?
Okay. First, I'll give a little bit of information about the Voluspa, my album. It is the entire Nordic creation story, which in this translation that I sing is 66 stanzas. So there's not particular songs. Like you said, there's stanzas, which end up being a paragraph or so. And so we're telling about the gods before they were here, and then the fate of them falling, which is Ragnarok, and then when the world becomes new again. But my particular stanza track is 18, which is stanza 31, and it is about the Valkyries. And the Valkyries are a huge part, or the part, of my mission to help women to rise out of a place that oftentimes we are put into or have found ourselves into just because the world is what it is, and it just happens that way. So with the spirit of the Valkyrie, with the strong, powerful warrior woman, is how I like to use that energy to help women, you know, men as well, but oftentimes it's women. So that particular stanza, you're going to hear the Valkyries right across the sky to choose the warriors that are slain to take them to Odin's hall. So you'll hear them, and it's the stanza that I named my record label after, Valkyrie Rise Records. So that's my mission statement, I guess, the pagan mission statement. I love the Valkyries and the spirit of them, and use that energy to help women all over the place. I do rituals dedicated to the Valkyries, and I think it's just a really empowering energy to tap into. So in that particular stanza, that happens to be my favorite, and it's very short, but I layered my voice probably like 20 times to get that sound, and it was really strenuous because I went from a very low voice to all these operatic high soprano voices to get the sound that I thought they deserved. So that's the one that's most important to me.
Fantastic. And of course, we have stanza 31 at the beginning of this interview. And of course, go back and listen to it. So that should be pretty awesome. So before I ask about the next question, where can our listeners get your album?
I am currently on CD Baby. I will be in a whole bunch of other places, but I am working on some things with CD Baby because of this being a different kind of a project. Soon I'll be on iTunes, but for right now, somebody can contact me personally, or they can go to CD Baby. CD Baby has digital downloads and physical copies of this, and I'm always welcomed if somebody wants the album faster than CD Baby can operate, because they're kind of slow. I am willing to do a PayPal arrangement and ship it out myself.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that, Tanya. And so is there a new project that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, there's some things in the music cauldron stirring about that just actually came in the working about a week ago. So I can't name it yet because I don't know exactly what it's going to be. But yes, there are some collaborations taking place right now that I am absolutely certain it's going to blow people's minds. So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, awesome. I look forward to seeing the new projects.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So, what message do you want to share with those who will listen to this interview?
Well, for me, what I would personally wish that people would do is to just sing. It doesn't matter. You know, a lot of people are intimidated if I'm having like a chanting circle or Tony. They're like, well, I can't sing. I'm not musically trained. And I would just like to remind people that, you know, it's with pagan music, with music of the spirit, it's not all about, you know, all the time being musically trained and sounding perfect pitch or whatever. It's about getting out of the place of your ego and just opening up and letting what's going to come in and out happen naturally, because it's such a beautiful process when you just let go and you can sing the songs of your spirit and the songs of your ancestors without any judgment in your mind. That's what I love to see people do. And when I have my rituals, when I have my ladies singing, it's just amazing to watch what you can work through with toning with your voice and using your voice. And that's how we keep, to me, I feel that's how we keep our gods and our goddesses alive, or through the old stories, the songs, and the devotions to them, singing about them and to them. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful process that I I would like to see more people embracing that. It's a medicine. So just sing. That's my two words. Just sing.
Thank you for taking this time with us tonight, Tonya, and for sharing from your heart with all of our listeners. I would like to let everyone know that Tonya Threet is one of the nominees for Female Artist of the Year, and the voting is going on right now. You can go to ipaganma.org and go ahead and become a voting member and listen to Tonya's music on thecauldron.net, WCAS, and other stations. And thank you again, Tonya, just for spending this time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time and to interview me. And I appreciate all that you all do there for all the pagan musicians. So thank you.
And you are welcome.
To rise.